Greetings and salutations, Audio Boo. Please step once more into the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts 83. And we actually have a guest with us today as well, which is...
me, Tracy Wiley.
Now, I'm not sure if Tracy wants to add anything to this one, but I've got something to really get off my chest right here, right now, you know, and I'm not sure exactly all the fine details of it. But there's something I've been researching, and I've been waiting for years. And when I say years, I mean literally years. Because there was a show that was very dear to my heart, which finished in 1994. And although it's made a resurgence for the last decade or so on Challenge TV, but the show called Nightmare has never made it onto a DVD box set, which is absolutely beyond me. The reality is, they call it a great cult following and stuff like that nature, and it's earned that because it was a quality show. Now, I'm fully aware that what people are saying behind the scenes is that there's a lot of cost that will go into reproducing it, in the sense of putting it from the original record onto DVD, mastering it, and then selling it as a box set. But I personally believe that there will be, an actual following that will go out and buy it. I mean, you're talking to someone, well, someone's talking to you right now that would do that. It's a little piece of my childhood, well, a big piece of my childhood. I'm not sure about you, Tracy.
Yeah, pretty massive.
It was in its own way, and although maybe some of the graphics from the earlier seasons and maybe the very last season, which, to be honest, they did go a bit overboard with the CG. But ultimately, although the graphics may themselves have jaded a little bit, the actual adventures are still gripping and they're still awesome to watch. And I'm appealing to all, you know, ITV Anglia, Broadsword, whatever, you know. Guys, people are screaming out for this. And, I mean, what more have we got to do to prove to you that we're willing to pay the money to get these box sets?
Definitely.
If I, you know, if I had the money to actually financially support it myself, this venture, to actually go out and say, right, I will finance you getting hold of all the DVDs and legally, you know, releasing this show as a box set so that it can live on by us passing it down to our children, right? Because let's be fair, I don't exactly want my sons and daughters sitting up until the wee hours to watch a show that as great as it is, you know? I would rather them be resting, ready to go to school. It needs to be aired at a more suitable time, which at this point in time, I'm not sure if it is or not.
It's about 10:30 on Fridays, I think.
But ultimately, you know, like I say, that's a bit late for me to have a child up watching a show that can benefit them in many ways and, you know, help to teach them certain skills that could help them in life. You know, Nightmare was a great teacher of how to, you know, communicate effectively, efficiently and quickly, how to process information quickly, and the general knowledge questions that were asked by war monsters and stuff like that. I guess I'm just appealing to people out there. You know what, if we're going to get this on box set, to me it just seems like we're going to have to lead this crusade to get this damn thing up and running, because quite frankly it just seems like there's no one in a position of authority and power that's prepared to actually hear what we're saying as fans of the show. Even if, like, for instance, each of the 8 seasons, for argument's sake, cost 20 quid, I'm quite happy to pay 20 quid a week towards it for 8 weeks to buy it if I need to. The finances will then go through to the company that's obviously producing them, but also it will go through to the original studio as well. I mean, again, I'm not 100% sure how the financial side of it will work, but what I'm trying to do here is more waving the flag, because I want everyone to hear, everyone within the sound of my voice, to realise that, hey, there is a market for it out there. Maybe it's time to go and put the product on the shelf so people can go and friggin' buy it. It just seems to defeat the entire object of what Nightmare was about. Yes, it's a great blast from the past, but I believe that you can actually get kids nowadays interested in this show, and you can pass the legacy of the show on that way, you know. And what better way than having a DVD box set where you can sit down at your own leisure in your own time to watch it, you know, together as a family or on your own to reminisce, you know. I mean, I don't expect like a, you know, for instance, a 12-year-old with modern graphics and stuff to be blown away by the graphics of it. But those that have got adventurous minds, I believe, will appreciate it for the great show that it was. Is there anything you want to say at this point, Tracy?
Yeah, like you say, it's more the fun side, isn't it, rather than the technical side, because they could make a game of it. Like you say, they could learn from it. And it's just, we need more. Basically, or if not more, we need it available.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. When you say more, I mean, I guess you're saying that we need like more accessibility to something that, let's be honest, isn't really that accessible to younger school kids, shall we say, at this point in time, that it could still benefit. So, you know, this is not a rant. It's not me going off on a mad tangent or anything. But this is like, I guess, to say a call to arms and an appeal to the people in the positions of power. Trust me when I tell you there have been many campaigns before. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, we started a campaign here and now and this one fell through. But you need to understand that, you know, there is a market out there, guys. Give us what we're asking for. That's all we're asking, you know. You know, you set the price, people will find the price to pay. They'll find the money to pay for it if they care enough about it. And I care enough about it.
And I do, and loads of other people will as well.
You know, it's not like, even if you were, for instance, if anyone in the position of authority to actually get Nightmare on DVD, if you're concerned about will it sell or not, release it season by season. Mm. Start with season one, see what the sales do. And then tailor it. If you think that, you know, you can get, you're not going to get as many for season two, then don't make as many for season two, but still put a couple out there. And if business picks up, produce it again, right? You know, just do it bit by bit if you have to, right? But for goodness sake, please give us Nightmare on DVD.
Yeah.
You know, a DVD box set. I mean, I could quite happily sit there watching Nightmare all day. YouTube keeps taking it off of YouTube. And I, quite frankly, don't have the ability to sit down at 10:30 at night, considering my job, I have to start at 11 o'clock to watch it. So please, guys, you know, for the love of mercy, give us Nightmare on DVD.
Yeah.
Please, pretty please, pretty please, with sugar and a cherry on top.
And some extra biscuits, just for good measure.
And a saucer of milk.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose a glass of milk. We're not cats.
True.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening, one and all. This is me, DJ What's 83.
And me, Tracy. So, yeah, see you soon.
Stay safe until we meet again. Farewell.